This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
And we have Michael D.B. Jordan, and then we have Michael D.B. Jordan. And it's two different people. Them two different people playing them twins. Y'all think Michael B. Jordan don't got a twin? Michael B. Jordan got a twin. Y'all didn't even know that. See, you thought he didn't. You thought he was playing two different people. But after seeing Sinners, ain't no way. Them two different people. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomenChronicles.com, where I provide a safe space for single women to heal, grow, and thrive. And today, we are talking about the movie of the year. Yes, it's only April, but we already know Sinners is the movie of the year. Like, who's the competition? There isn't any. Like, we have Ryan Coogler and his amazing accent, and we have Michael D.B. Jordan, and then we have Michael D.B. Jordan. And it's two different people. Them two different people playing them twins. Y'all think Michael B. Jordan don't got a twin? Michael B. Jordan got a twin. Y'all didn't even know that. See, you thought he didn't. You thought he was playing two different people. But after seeing Sinners, ain't no way. Them two different people. Today, we're going to get into it. I can't wait to talk about Sinners because listen here. Ain't no way you acting that good that you got me in there choosing a twin when you supposed to be one person. Okay? Like, how? How I'm choosing a twin when it's only one person? Okay? Can I pick how you supposed to act in the future? Like, if you was my man and you was playing two twins, right? I mean, you was playing one set of twins, right? Like, if you had played a set and then I like one over the other, can I pick the part of you that I like more? Michael, you did that. Let's jump into it. Spoiler. From henceforth, if you have not watched Sinners, do not continue. There's no point. There is no reason because you are going to have your feelings hurt. And yeah, I don't want you to do that. And don't be one of the people who's like, oh, I don't mind listening to what the movie is about or what happened. I just, you know, I can still enjoy the movie and still go watch it, even though I want to know what happened. No, because I want you to experience this cinema like for the first time. So I need you to watch it for the first time. Because I've seen it once. I got to go see it again in IMAX. They said it was meant for IMAX. And I'm like, ain't nobody told me nothing. See, here's my issue. I am a lover of film. I'm a lover of TV, right? So my issue is I go see movies that I really enjoy and series that I really enjoy. I go see them the night before the premiere. So I'm always going to go on a Thursday night to see a movie I really want to see. So Ain't nobody told me nothing. So I didn't start finding out all of this stuff until I had came back. I didn't find out you're supposed to watch it on IMAX until I came back on from seeing it. I didn't find out that they had a mid-credit and a post-credit until after I came back. Shout out to the people who don't care, who don't give a dang, and we don't give a F, because they done recorded the post-credit and the mid-credit for your girl. Because I'm like, what? And it was very important. So if you haven't seen it and you've decided to stay this far for some odd reason, yes, there is a mid-credit that is very important. I don't feel like the post-credit is important, but the mid-credit is very important. Very, very important. So yes, I'm very upset that I walked out. And I walked out because I went at 8:40. Y'all don't be asleep by 9:30. It was 11-something when it was over. I'm tired. I was tired, y'all. I was tired, okay? So yes, movie was brilliant. Now, I'm going to give my honest opinion. My honestest opinion when I finish the movie. Now, I am an impatient person. I have the skill of patience, but my core is impatience. Meaning, I can wait and not complain and be okay with it. But when it comes to entertainment, I don't like waiting for things to pick up. It was slower than I would have liked it to have been. Don't argue with me, argue with your mama. This is just my opinion. I still think the movie was brilliant. I still think the movie is the movie of the year. I'm just telling you, this would be my only critique. It was slower than I would have preferred. There were some parts I felt like, oh, we could have skipped over this. But honestly, when I left the movie, that was my first thought. But then when I got home, and the movie sat with me, and I dreamt about the dang old movie, and it was still in my mind, I'm like, yo, this movie is brilliant, because why is this movie still with me? Like, that's how you know a TV show, a movie, a piece of work is amazing, when it stays with you. Because till this day, and y'all can feel me, Bridges, hush now. Till this day, that TV show, Behind Her Eyes, stays with me. I'm still mad. I still think about that little boy. I still think about that little boy from Behind Her Eyes and how that ain't his mama. He think that's his mama and it's not his mama. So he gonna be looking for his mama to act like his mama, but his mama ain't his mama. It breaks my heart. So this movie stayed with me because of everything that's happened. So let's get into it. Okay. So as soon as the twins, Michael B. Jordan, who played the twins, I'm doing this because ain't no way Michael B. Jordan played two people. Them just two different people. Michael got a hidden twin. It's a hidden twin. Okay. So as soon as the twins popped up on the scene, I'm like, all right, cool. Let me see who's who. Let me see if I can tell a difference. Let me see how well he's going to differentiate himself from one actor to the next. And immediately, it was apparent. Okay, Smoke and Stack were two completely different person. Smoke was about that business, okay? Smoke was about that business. Smoke was Sean from the Wayans Brothers. Smoke was the dad from Everybody Hates Chris. Smoke wasn't playing with y'all, boy. Smoke wanted his money on time, okay? Smoke wasn't letting nobody get away with nothing, okay? Smoke didn't play none of that, okay? Then as soon as Smoke, because Smoke said that about his brother, he's like, Stack don't know how to watch out for himself, so go ahead and watch out for him, because I'm always watching out for him. And yes, Stack is that. Stack is very much Marlon Wayans and the Wayans brothers. Stack is very much from Kenan and Kale. He is Kale. Stack is very much, I'm just going with the flow, you need to chill. So it's so funny where we have this scene where Smoke goes and he's trying to get all the business together. He's trying to get the signs. He's trying to get the liquor, or he's trying to get like everything together. And then you switch over to Stack and he over here teaching his cousin how to give cunnilingus. He teaching him how to properly go downs on a woman. Okay. All right. Okay. And I'm like, now, sir. We supposed to be opening up a business. What has this got to do with us opening up the business? You trying to get him to open up the legs when you supposed to be opening up the business, okay? This is crazy. This is a lot. Okay, Stack, chill out, Stack. Chill out, Stack. So, even down to when the people stole from Smoke's truck and Smoke shot one in the butt and then shot one in the knee. And then he paid to get them patched up. So he's good with the community, okay? Even though he still honors, okay? He honors, he's going to give justice, but he's going to honor his justice as well. He's going to give justice and mercy at the same time. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. So if I had to choose a twin, y'all know I got Smoke, you know? I got Smoke. Now, for some reason, I don't know what it was. I was more attracted to Stack. And I think it was like the clothes he wore, because when he became a vampire, he was like in his leather vest. And then I believe it was his charisma and his jokes, because I love a jokester. I love someone who cracks jokes all the time. He's smiling. I think it was like his grill placement, the way he had his fangs. I was actually more attracted to Stack. But if I were to choose a partner, I'm definitely choosing Smoke, because Smoke, the loyalty is crazy. I mean, the loyalty is incredible. Beautiful. Sensational loyalty. All right. So, and Stack had me cracking up. My favorite part of the movie is when Stack was trying to convince Smoke to let them in so that they can, because, you know, they was waiting on everybody to be vampires, to let him in. And then Stack talk about, see, he ain't got no vision. What? Sir, you want to turn him into a vampire and you saying he ain't got no vision? Oh, okay, cool. So, beautiful. Just which twin you got? I got Smoke all day long, you know? Just very responsible. Let's go on to talk about the main characters, the main ladies, the leading ladies. All right. The fact that a thick, chocolatey black woman was one of the leading ladies made my heart smile from ear to ear. And the reason it made my heart smile from ear to ear is because she was not the acceptable thick type of actor. Cause you know, y'all know what I mean. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Cause usually when there is a thicker woman or a more curvaceous woman, they're going to make sure like she's smaller in the waist. She has like voluptuous hips, whatever, whatever. And they're going to accentuate that. They're going to make sure, you know, she's probably going to have like longer luxurious hair. They're going to dress her up. So it's like, okay, she's thick, but you know, we're going to enhance certain things, right? No, this was a traditionally, a woman you would see traditionally in the South. Like, this is what it looks like. Baby, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. I should have prefaced that at the beginning. I am from Jackson, Mississippi. So that is what women out there look like in the country. Because she was from New Orleans, loved her accent. That was another thing, the accents. I'm going to get to that. But yeah, it was just wonderful to see. And she acted her behind off. Every actor in there acted their behind off. Like, everybody, rent was due for every single actor. Everybody deserves an Oscar. Everybody. Just line them up and just hand them out. Like, everybody did their thug bizzle. So I thought that was beautiful how the leading lady was that. And then they didn't put, like, no clothes on her. Because, you know, they love to, like, put something tight and all of that. Like, no. They did what they had to do. And the costumes represented the times they were in 1932 and everything. Like, it was wonderful. It was sensational. So that was great. Let's talk about the white woman who was the other leading lady. She had me cracking up. Because the TikToks that about how like she didn't know that she was white is so funny. Because that man was like, what are you? And she's like, what you mean? Like, you can't see? Like, sis thought she was a red bone, honey. Sis was a red bone in her heart. Like, you taught me how to fight, all of this stuff like that. Stack was talking to her crazy. Now, Stack, when he was talking to the lady crazy out there at the railroad, I'm like, dang, Stack, why are you talking to this lady crazy like this? But it made sense when he explained, like, if word gets back that you fraternizing with a black man, it's going to cause problems for you and it's going to cause problems for me, because, you know, back then, like, KKK was real. It was the real deal Holyfield. Boom. Like, that's what it was. So I really enjoy the white woman, because I was very curious to see, because it's so, okay, let me be honest with y'all. Let me be for real with y'all. When I saw the preview and I saw the two very opposite leading ladies, I was like, I wonder what they're going to do with this, because why? Because here's what I thought was going to happen. I thought it was going to be this white woman who was this like rich white lady that Stack had a crush on, and then her family, one of them ended up being a vampire, and she like turned, she wanted to turn him into a vampire to be with her because that's how her family got wealthy. I don't know where I got this storyline from in my head, but this is where it came from. Like that's what I thought was going to happen. But that was going to make me mad, because I'm just like, oh, here we go with the white woman killing a black man and taking him away and her life seeming to be better. And that's what I thought it was going to do. But what actually happened was way more beautiful, because she was the, what Amanda Seals would say, she just so happened to be a white woman, and she was grew up with them. She was in out with them, like hanging out with them and stuff like that, growing up with them. Her mom helped them, et cetera, et cetera. So it was very different than what I expected. And again, she, you know, she thought she, somebody said she put that 12.5% of black to work, because she said her granddad was half black, which would make her like what, 12.5% black or whatever. So I really enjoyed that, because it wasn't typical. Yeah. So I want to talk about the accents. That's number three I want to talk about. These ain't no spoilers. I just want to let y'all know what's about to go down. Even if you, you know, you've been watching it this long now, but just that person who's on here who just wants to keep watching, even though they ain't seen the movie. But let's talk about the accents. I am from Jackson, Mississippi. And Mississippi accents often get butchered. I'm talking butchered. I'm talking, it's just awful. I'm gonna give y'all an example. Say what you want, argue with your mama. I'm from Mississippi. I know what it is. I know how people in Mississippi talk, whatever. The movie, I believe, was based in Starkville, Mississippi, right? Which is like a country part. You'll often hear them mention the Delta. The Delta is a country part of Mississippi, right? It's not in the city at all. It's very country, right? People from P-Valley is based in Mississippi. I don't know what accent they be talking with, because the P-Valley TV show accent that's supposed to be from Mississippi ain't a Mississippi accent. It hurts my heart every time I listen, because I like the show, but the accent ain't Mississippi. But they did a great job capturing the accent of Mississippi in Sinners. I was so proud. It was beautiful. And going back to Michael B. Jordan, as the twins, each twin had their own like twang. Because even if someone has the same accent, that don't mean they sound exactly the same, right? So everybody had a different flow to their Mississippi accent, but it worked and it made sense. Wasn't perfect, but I enjoyed it. It was not like P-Valley where my stomach turns and I'm disgusted and I have to ignore the fact that they say they're from Mississippi, but they don't sound like they're from Mississippi. I don't know where they sound like they're from. They're making this up. But this was wonderful. This was beautiful. This was sensational. I freaking loved it. Okay. So that was the other thing I wanted to point out. Number four, I'm pointing out, really should be 4, 3, 2, 1, because whatever. The biggest thing that I loved was how black this movie was. Let me tell you something. I believe the person sitting next to my left was white. And it was a black movie dedicated to the blacks. They was cracker this, cracker that. It was another word they was calling white people. And I loved every moment. It was nigga, 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 nigga. They had Trinidad James all up in that movie. Nigga, 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 don't believe me. Just watch it. It was nigga, nigga, nigga. Okay. All up and through the movie. It was so freaking black. Shout out to the Native Americans. Okay. The Native American are my kind of people in the movie. I am them. If I was in that movie, I would be them. These people chasing after this vampire. Okay. Go to this house. Vampire done already got into the house. because he sees that they're KKK and he sees he can relate to them. And he already knows what's going on because, you know, obviously he was what I deduced because they did not give us like history on where this vampire came from. He was a very old vampire. So that means like he's been living for centuries. So he's like adapted to a lot of things. He knows a lot of stuff, et cetera, et cetera. So he goes into this house. He sees that they're KKK, blah, blah, blah. And he offers them gold. So then these Indians, Native Americans, they come up and they're like, hey, do y'all have this guy in your house? Do y'all have this guy? He's very dangerous, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no. And they're like, all right, bet. Sun going out. We got to go. We got to skedaddle. I love that. Okay? Because we've done what we can do. If y'all don't let this man in, what else are we going to do about it? If he come back out yonder, we know how to handle him. But we're not finna... like, that was so funny to me because it's like, what? like, they really was like, all right, peace. Because I know I was wondering if they were going to come back and help. But then, because... I forgot about them until I got on TikTok and everybody was like making fun of how quick they skedaddle. And somebody was like, they were the smartest in the movie. They really were the smartest people in the movie. But I thought it was great how that we did recognize, because it was 1932 and the Native Americans were still a part of everything. Because like right now, I think most of them live on the reserves, I believe what you call them. Don't give me the line, y'all. they live on like set land that they have for their people. So you don't really see them a lot, but I believe that it was so beautiful just to recognize that. And I thought it was beautiful to just the blackness and the picking of the cotton. Like, I hate when they have movies that are set in certain times, set in certain areas, and they don't show the reality of it. The reality of it is in 1932, people were still picking cotton. They were not slaves, but they were picking cotton for money. They didn't have money. They were getting vouchers. You know what I mean? Like, it was so real and it was so black. It was so freaking black. So freaking black. Like I said, Delroy, I think his name is Delroy Lindo, the comedian. He was not a comedian, but he was a comedian in the mix. He was funny. The musician who ended up like sacrificing his life at the end, like, he was so good. His accent was amazing. He played drunk so well. He was super dope. I loved his character. Love, love, love his character, his story. Like, he did that. Again, all the actors deserve Oscars. Just line them up and give them all an Oscar. Because, and Michael deserves two for both characters. Because them two different people. Two different people. So, yeah. Beautiful movie. Can't wait to see it again. I can't wait to see what I discover the second time around. I thought it was sensational. Very mad I walked out on the mid credits. Yeah, very upset with that. Can we talk about how Playa the Asian looked? The Asian, when he was trying to get his wife to come outside, why he just turned into a whole pimp? How you a pimp vampire now? Like, you was real sweet or whatever. Now you a pimp vampire. That's real funny to me. But somebody made a TikTok about how... And it was an Asian guy who made this TikTok, and I thought that was another, like, good explanation. He was talking about how it's... Ryan Coogler is so brilliant in how he shows examples of certain things to make you think, because, again, this movie stays with you. The Asian guy talked about how y'all know the reason that the vampires were able to enter the juke joint was because the Asian woman... I would have decked her dead in her throat. But she invited them in because she was just in so much anguish and she wanted to fight. And it was just like they had a few hours. They probably had like an hour or so till the sun came up. And if she just would have stayed, like, if she would have just shut up, it would have been fine. You know what I mean? But anyway, so he was talking about how, if you noticed, the Asian people rock with them up until they no longer benefited, meaning like the Asian lady was cool with them when they were spending money with her. But as soon as it was time to stand solidarity with them, even though she was wronged, you know, she flipped on them because she felt like she was wrong because her husband was out there. When everybody has someone they cared about outside, freaking Smoke's whole twin brother was outside, but he was still like, stay put. But he said that's often what happens with Asians. Like, they're cool with Black people up until the point where they can no longer find use with them financially. And then they're trying to go their own way. And I was like, wow. And that came from an Asian guy. So that was crazy, like, to see. But it was just so much symbolism in it, just on the music scene where there was like twerking in there. I know it was way more than the twerking part, but twerking part is what caught my eye. But it was a great movie. I can't wait to see it again. I hope that there's a second movie that comes up, and I look forward to see what they would do with that. Oh, I forgot the best part of the movie, the last scene when Smoke decided that he wanted to go to the afterlife with his woman and their baby. And so he removed his protection from his neck and he said, if I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna go out with a bang. So he shot up all them KKK members. It was beautiful. It was sensational. This movie was Black. If you are racist, don't go see that movie. You're gonna be mad. You're gonna be outraged. You're gonna be mad. Don't do it. All right. Okay, y'all. Until next time. Again, if y'all want to support me, feel free to subscribe, like, comment. Check out my books, How to X Your Ex, A Guide to Getting Past Unhealthy Relationships. Check out my book, also, How to Get Unstuck When Life Sucks, 30-Day Guide to Getting Unstuck, practical, easy-to-use prompts that will really get you unstuck in your life. And also, just write the book. 2025 is your year, too. Just write the book. So go ahead and just write it, okay? All the links are in the bio. Until next time, bye!
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.